friends. How are you? Welcome to Park Hoppers Live. We are at Disney Springs outside. And where are we, Sid?
We are at Cooks of Dublin. So we are right here in the beautiful Irish Quarter, I guess you should say.
The Irish section of Disney Springs. we're in between the Paddlefish, and we got Cooks right around the corner from the Hole in the Wall. It's a great spot.
The Hole in the Wall.
Yeah, it's the little bar right around the corner.
The Hole in the Wall. For Cooks. Well, so yeah. It's Cooks, the Hole in the Wall, and then the good restaurant, which I'm blanking on.
Raglan Road.
See, it is. It's the Irish section.
Yeah, buddy. So welcome. We are so glad that you're here. My name is Park Hopper John.
I'm Park Hopper Sid.
And together we are WDW Park Hoppers. You can find us all over Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and the Twitter at WDW Park Hoppers. Visit us online at WDWParkHoppers.com. We are so glad that you guys are here. We've got a lot.
We're doing a little product placement right here for Ireland. We're so glad
that you guys are here. If you're not doing anything on Monday nights, you can always watch us live. If you're in the area on Tuesday nights, you can come join us.
Do we need to start over? Are you good?
No,
we're gonna
power through. You can join us live in person, like our good friends on the other side of the camera. Make some noise.
Woo!
All right. So
wow. Stephanie and Bob. Really? Really?
But anyway, we are outside, which is...
You know, they have different names every week.
Yes, it's a little... It's chilly here in Florida, but we are in between, literally, in between two sets of fire. It's awesome. It's
so nice. If you look right here on my face, you can actually see the flames flickering.
Man, so. I got one over here. So don't worry about us. We're bringing the hot Disney news to you guys in the chilly.
Ooh.
I am looking forward to all the shenanigans that are going to go on right here in between us in this dead space. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Well, that and the live music that is about to start right over there.
That should be fun. Couple things. If you'd like to listen to the show, we are on iTunes and Stitcher and all sorts of different places. You can check that out. And if you are in the chat room, thanks for being here. Come on, Tuesday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Come hang out with us. Chat with your Disney buddies from all around the world. And if you have a question, please put it in the chat room. We promise that we will get to it as soon as we can. But we're going to try to get through all the news because it's a race to see which runs out first, my attention span or the news.
Well, and it's not just your comments we want to hear. Not just your questions, your comments, your cries of outrage. Throw it on in there. We'd love to hear it. So.
Yeah, and I got to say this. Yesterday you had a thing for work. And you, like, did your hair all up, and it still looks gorgeous, doesn't it? Look at that hair.
Yeah,
I way outkicked my punk coverage.
Got a little extra curl left in here.
Yes, and I lost all my hair from last week.
But you're happier that way.
I feel much better.
But you can use the hair. You're cold now.
I'm actually pretty good. Hey, food's here.
Food's here.
Oh, that's over there. We don't. What'd you get?
We got a chicken sandwich, and we got an Irish burger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. See, we're just watching their food come. It's awesome.
That's awesome. All right. Thanks.
So, ketchup? Yeah.
So that's right. Cool. So we've already eaten.
There is a piece of news that we want to get started with that is not on your list today because a fantastic announcement was made today. So, first question. Park Hopper John.
Yes, Park Hopper Sid.
How long ago was Christmas?
Just a couple of 3 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Right. We still have the bins of Christmas decorations, couple of Christmas buckets from Disney, little popcorn buckets floating around.
Yeah, we have a couple things.
Yeah, we do. All right, yes, I know. The 17 nativity sets need to be taken down. Got it.
We're all about the nativity in our house.
But did you hear the news?
I did hear some interesting news. But what news are you talking about?
Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. Tickets are on sale. Dates are announced. It's on the books.
Unbelievable.
People have bought tickets today. Here.
It's January. January 15th.
All right.
Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party tickets are on sale. And the earliest I've ever heard of it. Now, let me ask you a question, Park Hopper Sid.
Yes, Park Hopper John.
Why do you think they went on sale in January?
Somebody got bored.
I think they did it early because they're gonna anything that happens after Star Wars Land opens, I think is gonna get drowned out in the noise. So I think
I have an idea. I think if they sell out all the dates that they have now, between now and then, they may add some more even earlier in September.
God bless them. They'll start doing Halloween party in July. It'd be awesome.
4th of July fireworks.
And Halloween party the next
night. Jack Skellington.
That'd be great.
Because it wasn't hard enough to find a Halloween costume you don't melt in here in Florida.
That's right. July, October, it's all melty time of year for us. So.
Absolutely. So don't complain about the cold now. You'll wish you had it in a few months.
I'm good, actually. It's a little chilly, but I'm good. I should have wore closed-toed shoes. I'm still a fan of the flip-flops. So.
Well, all right. What else is on the news? Now that I've broken in there with a completely breaking news story.
Okay. You want me to take that one?
Oh, is this...
I can do this if you need me to.
I'm having a colorblind day where I can't even read the wonderful color coding that he does.
All right. All right, let's hit it.
All right. Jose Andres, Think Food Group, prepares to open a Spanish restaurant in Disney Springs.
Is that like Think Tifton?
Think Tifton?
It's a long story. You have to drive on I-75 in Georgia to get that joke.
Yeah, if you've ever driven from the border up to Atlanta, you see about 17 billboards. All right, but back to this story here in Florida, here at Disney Springs. Today, the Jose Andres Think Food Group, in collaboration with the renowned Spanish design firm Capella Garcia Arquitectura, revealed details of the striking design of the beloved Aleo brand new location at Disney Springs.
Olé.
Opening this winter, the 22,000 square foot restaurant will be Andres' largest to date.
Wow.
And it will bring the spirit and flavors of Spain to Disney Springs at Walt Disney World Resort right here in Florida.
Right.
So, this is based on the colorful iconography of Spain. The architectural form of the building is actually inspired by an artichoke.
Yeah. Looks like a flattened mushroom on top of a flattened mushroom on top of a large flattened mushroom.
Okay. This vegetable is native to Jose's homeland, so he wanted to pay homage to it. The artichoke structure opens up, inviting guests to enter and experience the very best of the Spanish cuisine.
Right.
The petals themselves form pergolas, which extend towards the outdoors. The freestanding two-story building lacks solid walls and is completely open to the outside.
Wow.
I'm sure that means it has sliding doors somewhere.
I hope so, because it's going to get wet and cold. At some point.
If the artichoke leaves, act as like covers, you know.
Yeah, that'd be great. Until a hurricane comes through and blows the roof off the sucker.
Okay. There are no cubic forms, no opaque walls, no straight lines.
Wow.
Here resides a plant-like organic structure with dynamic forms. It's an avant-garde, expressionist, and welcoming architecture.
Wow.
Okay.
That's crazy.
So the interior features double-height central courtyard that visually connects the restaurant's two floors. The idea of Aleo, the Spanish word for revelry, inspires the large family-style gathering space, inviting guests to share tapas, sangria, gather with family at foosball tables, and enjoy. There is more elegant central seating for paellas and grilled meats.
Right.
All right, so there is an open kitchen, a wood fire grill, private dining options are available. They have two terraces that they can do private parties out on.
Right.
Just absolutely gorgeous. And it overlooks the lake. And this is right over by, if you're familiar with Disney Springs, right over by Starbucks. We've all been watching it being built. We were watching it out the window from Splitsville's second level. So
that's awesome.
I think this is going to be beautiful.
I'm looking forward to the paella myself.
Spanish colors, citrus, photos. It's all going to be very iconic, very traditional. And occupying the front corner of Aleo and overlooking the main promenade of Disney Springs, they will have a quick service concept.
Sweet! Two restaurants in one.
Spanish street food, inspired sandwiches, and salads.
That's going to be amazing. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. So the casual restaurant has more natural feel, luminous, open feeling. It's a really descriptive, beautiful article. And forgive me, y'all. So friendly space, culinary delights, landscapes, and the big takeaway, artichoke.
And a partridge in a pear tree artichoke.
I'm looking forward to this.
We've been watching this building be built, and it's amazing how... It seems like it's really slow, but it's almost here, guys. And
well, if you think about, there's not one straight wall in the place. It makes sense that it's taken a little bit of extra time.
So we're very excited for this. I'm looking forward to sharing some food there. We've had amazing experiences with the new restaurants that have opened here, You know, obviously, we're big fans of Wolfgang Puck Barn Grill. Polite Pig was a really happy find. You know, some of the other chef, celebrity chef-owned restaurants are doing really well here in Disney Springs. And I expect great things out of Haleo. And I'm looking forward. I'm looking forward to paella.
I know you are.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the less well-known Spanish food. So.
Yeah, that'll be great. Annual pass holder Super Saturdays. Hey, they're going to be replaced with these new, what they're calling pop-up shopping experiences. If you were paying attention, last Saturday they had this big event at Magic Kingdom.
Where
you could get at the Magic Kingdom.
When?
Last Saturday.
What? Oh, sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Where they had the Passion Purple event with the ears and the...
The Passion Potion Purple?
Passion People Eater.
Yes, that.
So that was what was going on, and apparently they did so well that they're changing the Super Saturdays into these pop-up events. That's interesting. Walt Disney World announced they're going to be replacing their monthly Super Saturday events at Disney Springs, and I'll get back to that in just a second, with these exclusive new pop-up shopping experiences. The dates of these experiences have not been announced, but they will be throughout the year, so it's important that you keep up to date. With checking in here, checking in the Disney blog. These are going to be unique shopping opportunities that will bring the latest and greatest Disney merchandise and new products into the mix. Now, they did this last one at the Magic Kingdom, right?
Yes, but they have been doing a Super Saturday once a month.
Here at Disney Springs.
And it normally it's a couple of hours right in the morning and then we're done.
Yeah, I'm wondering how the shop owners here and the merchandise partners here at Disney Springs feel about this monthly deal going away. And I'm wondering if they're going to try to offset some of that with either deals of their own, or they'll try to put more pop-up Saturdays happening here.
Do you think it's really going away, or they're just rebranding it?
They're not rebranding it, because this last one was in the Magic Kingdom.
Right. But I'm talking about here, because, you know... You don't think that they're going to be doing any of these at Disney Springs?
Maybe, but I mean, it's not like it's going to involve a lot of shops. This is going to be like a stand-up pop-up store that's going to be pushing Disney merchandise, as opposed to all the shops along the Marketplace and the West Side and Town Center are all offering special deals for people to come in for 1 hour early on one Saturday in the month. So they are going to be missing some sales, not a ton, but some.
Well, so until we get more details, I'm going to stay optimistic.
I'm optimistically optimistic about it.
You mean you're optimistically pessimistic?
I'm optimistically pessimistically optimistic about it. Moving on.
That's every day. All right.
Every day.
So I'm not going to point this out on camera, but I am curious as to why your stories are this big and my stories are this big.
I'm featuring the real talent of this group.
Aw, Stephanie, you're up. Okay. Disney never wanted to miss an opportunity to tug at our heartstrings and to make a dollar off of it.
That's true.
Has introduced new Illuminations dining packages over at Epcot.
Nice.
As Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, approaches its final season, Epcot is introducing a new dining package that offers dining at fan-favorite restaurants and reserve viewing for a classic show, all rolled into one.
Yep.
Beginning January 18th, guests can enjoy Illuminations dining package at the Rose and Crown Dining Room in the United Kingdom Pavilion.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, it's got that great patio.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You dine on a price-fixed menu of classic British food while enjoying a view of the World Showcase Lagoon, and then stay for one of the best views of Illuminations in Epcot.
Dining includes...
What?
Side view.
Yeah, a little. Dinner includes unlimited beverages, both non-alcoholic and alcoholic, but only for the adults.
You had me an alcoholic.
You do get a few choices, though.
There's a few choices.
First course features either a scotch egg or the United Kingdom cheese platter. The entrees are fish and chips or corned beef and cabbage or the Scottish salmon or bangers and mash.
No.
Dessert is the pudding platter with sticky toffee pudding, English trifle, and the chocolate nougat bar.
But no pudding pops.
And next week, we will be auditioning for new co-hosts.
Yeah, okay.
All right. kids get a super salad, and then they get to choose between the turkey and cheese flatbread, turkey meatball pasta, cheesy pasta, or fish and chips. So, dessert, kids get to have the fruit salad or the trifle. That's all you get.
That's all you get, kids.
So, reservations are available starting January 17th. The cost is $85 per adult and $35 for kids, ages 3 to 9. That does include, including tax and gratuity. So,
all right.
At the end of the summer, Illuminations will be gone, so this could be a nice thing to go do.
I think they're going to start off with the first restaurant being Rose and Crown. I think they're going to go all the way around World Showcase.
Oh, so the really uber fans are going to go every time and try every restaurant.
Right. There you go. See how that works?
The
see
really
how my mind
uber
works?
Fans.
Yeah, I'm in. Let's go.
All right.
Let's do it. How about in the next set, I'll be red, you be blue. How's that? That
make okay.
You... All right. Before we move on, there's one thing I did want to encourage you guys to do over at wdwparkhoppers.com. There's a little button that says Amazon. If you're going to be doing any shopping, we highly encourage, yay, we beg, to please click on the Amazon button from WDW Park Hoppers first. And that way, when you go over to Amazon, just like you normally do, that'll let Amazon know that you were at Park Hoppers, and we will get a couple pennies back from whatever you purchase. It doesn't cost you anything, but it does help us out in the long run. Second thing is we have a great shop. We've got brand new t-shirts that are going up almost weekly. I think I'm due for a new t-shirt this week. You can go check that out. We got t-shirt designs. We got all sorts of WDW Park Hopper merch. We would love for you to get that and show your support for Park Hopper. Oh, check out the balloon.
Aww.
Oh, that's cool.
And one of these days, we will wear the shirts to show them off on camera.
We will.
We just keep forgetting.
Yeah, that's one of those things. When I make them, I just haven't got one yet.
Yeah. And you're just squirrel.
wdwparkhoppers.com/shop or wdwparkhoppers.com/Amazon. All righty then. This next story is kind of interesting. It'll especially be interesting for you because you kind of sort of live in this world. So, new credit card payment policy for Disney World Resort guests will begin on February 27th. Beginning on the 27th, Disney World Resort Hotels are going to be implementing a new payment card policy for guests who wish to put a payment card on file at check-in. This card is going to go to pay for incidentals, anything that you purchase outside of your room, or you know, if you're doing if you have dining plan outside of that, anything that you buy, you could just beepity bop on your Magic Band, and then that's how they're going to take care of it.
You go to a hotel. And there's the minibar.
Right.
Or you make a call that it was a little more long distance than it should have been. Or you accidentally buy a movie.
Right.
One of those things, too. The normal hotel stuff.
Right. So under the new policy, what's going to happen is Disney Resorts are going to be placing an incremental authorization hold on the...
Incremental.
On the payment card for estimated incidental expenses. Under the new policy, on the day of arrival... I love how Disney tries to make this pleasant. A resort hotel, will place an authorization hold on your card for any balance due for your stay, plus $100 to cover incidental expenses. If guest spending exceeds the original $100, they're going to add an additional $100. So you're going to always be whatever the result, the remainder of your stay, plus $100.
Yes.
So if you come in and you still owe for the room $500, it's going to be that $500 on your card plus $100. You pay that $500 off, and then you go spend $500 more. What's up, brother? Then they're going to tack on $500 plus an additional $100. Until now, Disney has only obtained a signature when guests check in. With a promise to pay and did not actually charge the card until checkout, as long as the balance due remained less than the cutoff amount, which was ranged from $500 to $1,500, depending on your resort. The new policy is designed to ensure that the often significant charge at guest checkout is not rejected by the card issuer as a potential fraudulent charge for being over the cardholder credit limit.
Now, we have stayed at hotels... Well, as long as we've been married. This is not unheard of. In fact, there are a lot of hotels that they run your card for your proposed, and they're putting a hold on it. They're not actually taking the money out, but they're holding that money so that you can't spend it. But when you actually check out and they run your card, whatever is not spent is released. So now, but we have also stayed at hotels that for every day you're there, they take $50.
Right.
So, you know, we went for a work event, and this was years ago. Work event, we're out in California, we had to give them a card for incidentals. Next thing I know, I'm getting a call that they had held, it was like $250 because we were going to be there 5 days. And we went, I'm sorry, what? We didn't spend anything. We actually had to get my boss to come down and put his card down. And so, yeah, but this is not unheard of.
Right.
So don't panic. They're not taking your money. They're just making sure they get theirs at the end.
Oh, they're going to get theirs. Guests do have the option of not putting your credit card on file, but guess what? You will not be able to use your Magic Band.
Wait, for charging?
For charging.
You're being so dramatic today.
I know, what can
I
say?
You don't like people messing with your money.
I do not. It's a current practice. A guest will be able to visit the front desk to apply for cash or gift card payments against their balance to avoid the actual charges being placed on your credit card. But if you want to use your Magic Band to pay for stuff, you're going to have to put a credit card on file, and that credit card is going to get dinged. So, guests will be advised of the payment card policy change during online check-in through their My Disney Experience account or at the front desk. Guests who have already completed online check-in for stays between February 27th or later will be notified later this month about the new policy. Mm-hmm. Surprise! Next.
Made that much more dramatic.
I know.
Disney is just trying to get in line and make sure at the end of the day they actually do get paid. Because you would be surprised how many people bring a fake credit card or don't have the money and bug out on their bill at the end and they can't track them down.
$25 to park.
Yes. Okay, dear. There is some great news. Not even you can have... Go ahead.
Mazel tov, Disney.
Not even you can be a curmudgeon about this next news.
I am not. This is great, great news.
Another beautiful baby giraffe has been born at Animal Kingdom.
Welcome to the world, baby giraffe.
There was a baby giraffe born just 2 days ago at Animal Kingdom. The mama has been out on the Kilimanjaro safaris, and they were actually, so she was born around 2 p.m. on, let's see, was that Monday? Sunday, I think.
Monday afternoon.
All right, Monday afternoon. So, the baby giraffe already stands about 6 feet tall, already standing, miles ahead of where we were at that age.
And tall, too, for his age.
So, people were out on the Kilimanjaro safaris. They actually saw the giraffe going into labor. The driver of the truck slowed down, let people get pictures. They took video. They actually started to see, I even prepped him for this, and he can't do it. Actually started to see the baby being born, but then they had to go on their way. The attraction was temporarily closed while the mother giraffe gave birth, and then it remained closed for the rest of the day because they couldn't get mama and baby to head into the barn. So as of right now, they don't know the gender of the calf. They're trying to give it a little privacy, let mama and baby bond. One beautiful thing about the safaris is they don't interfere with the animals very much. So actually, the safari's back open, and you can see the giraffe out there with its mama.
I have two jokes. The first one is, I want to send a card that says, "Welcome to the world, baby giraffe. Now you're an attraction."
Okay, you can live with that one.
The second one is, "It's the circle of..."
Just for that. The next one will never appear in our house.
Well, we are trying to eat better, so.
Okay.
So, Disney fans, if you could pick one Disney treat to bring home that you never thought you would be able to bring home from the grocery store, what would it be? Leave us a comment in the section below.
The guy that plays Prince Charming. Oh, I mean Prince Charming. The guy who's really good friends with Prince Charming.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that wasn't what you were looking for?
Fair enough.
All right.
I'm a sucker for redheads, so Meredith's kind of, you know. So anyway.
Just got real awkward here, didn't it?
Dole Whip. You can get Dole Whip, or you can get something resembling Dole Whip.
Okay.
But what about Mickey bars?
Mickey had ice cream dipped in chocolate on a stick.
You're going to be able to bring them home, kids. It's happening. One of the most popular desserts at Walt Disney World will soon be coming to your frozen aisle at the local grocery store for a limited time, and if you can get them. Nestle has partnered with Disney to bring the smaller version of the delicious Mickey bar into your home to celebrate Mickey's 90th birthday. The treats will come in a box of six, and they're going to be the 3-ounce versions, not the 4-ounce versions like you get in the parks.
Okay.
They're going to be showing up in stores sometime in February. Disney has not released a list of grocery stores that these will be available at. But
we're sure they're going to be around here.
I'm almost positive Publix is going to be on the list. But here's the thing. I would love to bring some Mickey bars home.
Would you?
But if they make the Mickey ice cream sandwich, the cookie ice cream sandwich.
You don't want a churro?
Oh, Lord, no. No churros. We got a lot of churros. I also posited the idea of like Disney pretzels. Disney pretzels are pretty good. I can do that.
That would be pretty good.
But yeah, they're coming. And this is a very interesting position for Disney to be in, that they're starting to release, you know, signature items. And I think that it's great. And I hate that it's only going to be for the celebration of Mickey's birthday. But I think that once they see that the sales are there, I think that they'll probably keep this item going for a while. Or at least I hope so. Maybe when the there goes a Coca-Cola outfit, dude. That's awesome.
Oh, is he still?
Dude, it's a onesie.
He's wearing. All right, so this guy, you may have seen it. If you rewind it a little bit, you'll see him. It's a Coca-Cola onesie with the bears, with the polar bears.
And the Coke logo, the bears, and the hat with ears.
No, that was the next guy.
Really?
Yeah, but that was the guy behind.
Unbelievable.
Him. We keep seeing him. Like, he's just walking around.
He's making the rounds, man.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if he's being paid by Coca-Cola. And if he's not, he should be.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah. So, that's... is there anything else you want to add for the news there, my friend?
I don't think so.
All right. We're so glad that you guys are with us tonight. What's up, bro?
Hi.
How you doing? Well, if you're going to stand there, come on in and say hi.
Or at least wait.
Don't just stand there. Come in and say hello.
Send the cute one in.
My mama wants to say hi. So, we appreciate you guys taking time to come hang out with us. If you're not doing anything on Tuesday nights, you can just watch the crowds go by.
That's what we do.
Have some personality, people. And if you're gonna step into a live video, do it big. Sing a song. Do a dance.
At least, like, wave.
Have some personality, kids. You're at Disney. Do it big.
This is your challenge.
Yeah, this is the opportunity of a lifetime right there. Make a big splash.
This is for tens of watchers.
Tens and tens of people watch these videos.
Tens.
Tens of people. I can count on this many fingers how many people watch these videos.
You sometimes have to count a few times over. But
every now and then. If Matt shares a video, I do pretty good. Ooh. So anyway, we want to encourage you guys to find us over at WDWParkHoppers.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, all at WDWParkHoppers. We appreciate you guys taking time to come hang out.
Where are we going to be next week?
We are going to be at the International Festival of the Arts. We're going to be at the American Adventure Pavilion.
Woohoo!
We're going to be over there in the tables and stuff, just kind of hanging out, chilling. We'll probably have more drive-by peoples. God help us, everyone. Sorry, it slipped. But you share the video anyway, so, you know. Anyway, other than that, my friends, we appreciate you coming. Watch us over at www.parkhoppers.com for Parks One World.
And everything in between.
I am so much
Stop! Trouble.